There were around 40 journalists at Eric's press conference, crews from all the networks and many of the big newspapers. Eric had decided, for the purposes of clarity, to tell the story primarily through the narrative of his weekend with Norman Cornwallier. He repeatedly stressed that this was no longer a family story. This was now a story about what happened to America in the 1950s and how that informs what is happening today. "Where's the proof?" asked Julia Robb, the reporter from Eric's local paper, the Frederick News-Post, when he had finished. "Does all this rest on the word of one man, your father's friend?" Julia looked around her to make the point that this Norman Cornwallier wasn't even in attendance. "No," said Eric. He looked exasperated. "As I've tried to tell you, it conceptually rests on the idea that there are two vectors in this story, and they only intersect in one place." There was a baffled silence. "Are you in any way motivated by ideology over this?" the man from Fox News asked. "Just a desire to know the truth," Eric sighed. Later, as the journalists milled around, eating from the buffet laid out on picnic tables, the conversation among the Olsons and their friends turned to Julia Robb, the reporter from the Frederick News-Post. Someone said he thought it was a shame that the most hostile journalist present represented Eric and Nils's local paper. "Yeah, it is," said Nils. "It's painful to me. I'm a professional here in town. I have connections with local people as a dentist, and I see people on a daily basis who come in and read the local paper, and that affects me." Nils looked over across the garden at Eric, who was saying something to Julia, but we couldn't hear what. Nils said, "At times you go through a phase of believing that maybe the story is a bunch of hooey, and that it was just a simple LSD suicide, and that," Nils glanced at Julia, "can trigger a kind of shame spiral. It's like the feelings you've had in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., when you're trying to get to sleep and you start having some thought, and the thought spins you into another negative thought, and it kind of spins out of control, and you have to shake yourself and maybe turn the light on and get grounded in reality again." Eric and Julia were arguing now. Julia said something to Eric, and then she walked away back to her car. Later, Eric said to me that Julia seemed incensed, as if the entire story made her furious in some deep way that she was completely at a loss to articulate.